This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
Mom!
The U.S. city of Memphis, Tennessee, released a shocking video on Friday of the violent encounter between Tyre Nichols, a 29-year-old black man, and the five police officers charged with murder in his beating death earlier this month. The highly anticipated footage from police body-worn and dashboard cameras was posted Friday evening on the city's YouTube site. That was a day after the officers were charged with second-degree murder, assault, kidnapping, official misconduct, and oppression. The officers, all black, had already been dismissed from the police department last Saturday following their January 7th confrontation with Nichols during a traffic stop. Nichols died in the hospital 3 days later.
Ситуація на фронті, і зокрема на Донеччині, під Бахмутом та Вугледаром.
That's Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in his nightly address Friday. He said the situation at the front lines remains extremely acute, particularly in the eastern Donetsk region, where Russia is stepping up an offensive. In his nightly video address, Zelensky reported major battles for Vuhledar to the southwest of Donetsk and Bakhmut to the northeast. Bakhmut has largely been pulverized by repeated Russian attacks. Ukraine reported that Russian missile strikes killed at least 10 Ukrainian civilians Friday. 20 others were wounded. Turkey has summoned the Danish ambassador and accused Denmark of endorsing a hate crime after anti-Islam activists burned two copies of Islam's holy book, the Quran, in a one-man protest in Copenhagen. Far-right activist Rasmus Paludan, who holds both